Hi there, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Talking Pollocks. It's a very special episode. An episode that we've had to split into many different episodes because it was so long and we did many talkings for our manifesto special. We're going to be splitting the policy areas up, making it a little bit easier for you to read. Might be a little bit of a delay between the episodes coming out, but hey-ho, at least you'll have a few more episodes to listen to this week. Thank you for your understanding. Open your ear canals and start listening, baby. Fine. 3, 2, 1. Oh, I didn't turn the music up, god damn it. The worst start to a thing ever. This is the worst start to anything ever. Right. Go. Everybody, welcome back to Talking Pollocks with me, Griff, and Sean.
Hey!
He's here too,
as always. Always.
So, we're into the final week, the home stretch. We've got two more Talking Pollocks Manifesto Destiny specials for you, plus a small little bonus, and then a little PSA coming up for you. These will all be out on Wednesday?
Wednesday?
The day yes. Before the election, right?
Yes, Wednesday. The day before the big day.
We've got like an any other business one, haven't we?
AOB. Yeah, that's where we consider the other parties.
So the other, in air quotes.
Yeah.
Not to be biased against other parties.
Well, that's how everyone seems to... That's how the Electoral Commission pile them in.
That's true. And if you are part of another party, hello, welcome.
Hi. Like,
one party we haven't mentioned on Talking Pollocks yet is the Yorkshire Party.
And for good reason.
Mm. And there's the Libertarian Party as well.
Good reason we haven't mentioned them too.
Sean is not biased at all, as you can tell.
I'm not biased, but they're kind of irrelevant.
They're not irrelevant. You're irrelevant.
They are irrelevant, though, because do they currently hold a seat in Westminster?
No.
Have they ever held a seat in Westminster?
I don't believe so, but I might be wrong.
There you go, irrelevant.
Okay, so we've got Manifesto Destiny 7 and 8 coming up today. Number 7 is our favourite topic and everybody's favourite thing. Well, one party's favourite thing.
Yeah, one party's.
Climate change and energy, baby.
Well, I don't know. One party has got really horny for the energy part of it.
As you'd imagine, it's kind of in their name.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're really horny for the climate change part, but there's another party that's got really horny for energy.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Sort of a kind of a red party.
Oh, okay. Well, shall we start with the reds then?
Let's start in the red corner!
So, your brackets, potential, close bracket, new Prime Minister. Alleged new Prime Minister. Has got this to say about the energy issues and climate change. Now, I have to say, Sean, for a big party that's potentially going to win the election, their box is quite small.
Well, but to be fair, it's climate change and energy, but it might be small, but they have one big flagship policy. They have one big flagship policy, which they have really been pushing on, that is climate change and energy focused. Well, I say climate change, it's more energy focused. And that is Great British Energy.
Lovely. £8.3 billion over the next parliament.
Yeah, which is...
That's a big bill.
Well, not in terms of an energy company, it's not.
I don't think they've got that. That maths ain't mathing.
When you consider how much, you know, British Gas and Shell and all of these energy companies spend on a yearly basis, £8.3 billion ain't cutting it.
That maths ain't mathing, honey.
It's just so, yeah. So I think that's going to be... That could potentially be the next HS2.
Do you think?
Potentially. Just going to spiral out of control. You know, if we can't build a train line for less than £100 billion, how the fuck are we going to find an energy company for £8 billion?
You raise a good point there. Okay, the infrastructure and everything is already in place, though. So it's just a case of, like, you know, OVO, for example, or, you know, like Octopus and stuff like that. They just sort of started up. They didn't have their own infrastructure or anything like that. So
yes, but they still invest.
Yes, they're starting to invest back into the network. But this is the problem. Energy companies like BP and Shell and all of those don't invest back into our network.
But
that's
not
the problem.
This isn't to compete with BP and Shell. They're oil and gas manufacturers. They extract natural
oil and
gas.
How much profit did British Gas make last year?
Probably quite a lot.
Yeah. But right, that should be invested back into our network.
And a lot of it is. However,
8.3 billion, still not enough, right? It's still
you're saying that it should be pumped back into the network, but they put more back into the network than they do get in profit.
I find that very hard to believe, and I definitely think they're all swindling the figures there.
Well, potentially, but there's loopholes and shit.
Come on.
If you look at the figures, you're talking tens, if not hundreds of billions of pounds between all of them.
Yeah.
You know, they're all spending tens of billions of pounds on upgrading their infrastructure and stuff like that, allegedly. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, good news on the energy front. You'll know in a few episodes back that we were talking about the pylon that was down. It has finally been repaired.
Woo!
They have put a new pylon up, and they put a second new pylon up to make sure the cables aren't anywhere near the road.
It only takes them 6 months to do that.
And it only took them a grand total, ladies and gentlemen, of 59 days.
Oh, wow. Wow. And that was dangerous.
Well
that
done.
Because I can remember when that went down, because it took our power out, didn't it?
For a good
hour.
59 days.
I know.
2 months.
But yeah, so moving on from Labour's unrealistic costs.
Gubba.
Great British Energy.
We've got another plan from them. I mean, I guess they can only plan because they're the shadow government, but it's all strategy. Plan.
But yeah, the thing is, the planning phase should come when you're in shadow cabinet. You know, the planning phase shouldn't come when we're in government.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, the problem with Keir Starmer is he has about the same charisma as a lamppost.
He's a political robot. And then again, and I stick by that phrase, considering his answer to when he was questioned on it, and he literally looked like a flipping robot.
Robot
Every
Prime
time
Minister.
He's doing a speech, his arm movements is like a malfunctioning robot arm.
Yeah.
No, sorry, Keir. We love
okay.
you really.
So another plan, green prosperity, make Britain green again.
Yeah, this is, again, not too much meat on this. Obviously, they don't want to go too big with this because they don't know how much it's going to cost.
National Wealth Fund.
So this is, a lot of nations have this, you know, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia.
It's not a bad idea.
Did you not notice that I was just listing Middle Eastern countries?
Again, I'm just saying, it's not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea. And it can, you know, where does the national wealth come from, though? That's the question.
Scrapping HS2?
That's already happened, and I don't
well,
see
half
any.
Of it has.
That's already happened, and I don't see any national wealth.
It'll go from London to just outside of London.
Yeah, London Euston to London Paddington. Fuck it.
And it'll cost you £98. work with private sector to double onshore wind, triple solar, and quadruple offshore wind by 2030. That is 6 years away.
That is
six and a
years.
Half years away.
So the next election is in 2029.
Convenient.
So we don't have to hit any of these targets by the next election.
Does the next election have to be in 2029, or can it be in January 2030?
It'd have to be the latest of.
Sean is
August.
Mapping. There he is.
August 2029.
Okay, cool.
Because it's a year and a month from the last one. No, 5 years and a month.
I mean, good that Labour want to work with the private sector. I mean, you know, half of the unions, they're
owned
by... Well,
at the end of the day, you're not going to get this done without working with the private sector.
What is it,
90% of our energy comes...
They're union paymasters.
Most of our energy sector is private, so you have to work with them.
Yes.
There's just no choice about
that. I can't imagine doubling onshore wind is going to please too many people.
No, considering currently there's a ban on onshore
wind.
I think there's going to be some objections to that.
I love the next one. Investing in carbon capture and storage. That's a really good idea. Hydrogen and marine energy, which is a great idea. Marine energy, we're an island. We should have been focusing on that already.
The thing is, so marine, like, hydro energy, we have been using that since the 80s in the UK. You know,
we just haven't invested enough in it because it doesn't produce all that much.
It doesn't. There's not a huge return for your investment. So while now it's probably paid for itself 40 years later.
What we need to look into now is energy storage.
Yeah, I love the carbon capture though because I really think that is the way forward with green
hydrogen as well. I mean, is it Toyota that have got a hydrogen car on sale now?
They've not got the hydrogen car on sale yet, but they have invested a substantial amount of money in their hydrogen engine. It's not on the road in the UK, I don't think. It's they advertise it. It's on their TV adverts, but I don't think it's available in the UK yet.
I mean, if the infrastructure's there, it might be a good switch to make.
I think part of the problem is, where would you top up a hydrogen car in the UK?
I mean, if it was proven to be better for the environment, and you know, I think although electric cars are brilliant, I think that they're a double-edged sword because the amount of, well, for want of a better word, shite that has to come out of the ground. And the pollutants with the massive diesel engines that are mining all of this lithium and everything that we need to build these electric cars.
And then there's cancelling
itself. It's cancelling itself out, isn't it?
There's limits to it. There's only so much lithium available to us. And then you've also got to think about the limit of the car. Batteries can only go for so long. We don't have an unlimited battery at this point.
And I've played Subnautica and Planet Crafter, so I know, which you can watch us live on Twitch, by the way, #pod. I know that lithium is quite a valuable resource.
Exactly. So, but Toyota...
Elon, you listening?
Interestingly enough, though, Toyota have also invested a substantial amount of money in an ammonia engine.
I mean...
But that concerns me because ammonia is deadly. A liquid bomb.
Yeah. I mean, all it is one bullet, one rogue bullet.
Yeah.
Which, imagine America, every bomb, every car. I mean, every car is basically a bomb now.
A car crash on the M6.
What's more flammable, petroleum or ammonia?
Ammonia.
Okay. This is very brainiac, this podcast.
It's not more flammable, it's more unstable. So it would. So where petrol would...
So if you have a little bump at the lights, you know, if you just accidentally rear end someone, that could
cause an explosion because it's an unstable
fuel is pretty stable. It needs an ignition.
It needs a spark to catch that.
Yeah,
and oxygen obviously. Whereas ammonia, the force can set that off. Just look at Beirut.
Good point. Oh wow, yeah, I remember that.
And you know, and you think that on our roads.
Yeah. So hydrogen, good idea. Like
but yes,
that.
Yes.
But it would admit there's infrastructure issues there. Transporting it as well, I think, would be an issue. And hydrogen, I get easy to make.
What's the cost of it? Like, that's what's the cost to the consumer is the question.
Yeah, what's
there?
The fuel duty on hydrogen going to be?
Yeah, yeah. And how much is it per litre?
Pretty vague point to finish. Per litre, good point. Pretty vague point to finish with Labour, though. Invest in nuclear power. We're already doing that.
Again, I think it's just continue with that. You know, continue investing in nuclear. We all recognise that it's an important way forward, although it does take us about 20 years to even approve a nuclear power station, let alone fucking build it.
Yeah, you raise a good point. Sorry, I was just having a beverage. We're going to be in here for a while. We've got 3 episodes to record in one evening.
We have, yeah.
We can do it.
So yeah, so they really need to speed up the process. More than investing, speed it up.
Yeah. I mean, nuclear power is probably the biggest win. I think we should be heading more of a fusion direction. There's more of a return. We're getting there. We're so close.
Well, we just need to
unlocking fusion.
We can't say, oh, we're gonna go on fusion power because it doesn't exist at the moment.
No, what I'm saying is we shouldn't be investing in nuclear power. We should be investing in fusion.
Yeah, I suppose. But we do have obviously quite a large research and development budget.
To be perfectly honest with you, I'm a big believer in fusion will fix the world's power problems. It just will.
And then it will probably cause some issues, you know, fallout.
I mean, yeah, if someone blows it up, yeah, there probably is going to be an issue. You know, there always is going to be an issue keeping a sun in your shed.
Yeah, exactly.
But I do think that's probably the better way to go. Labour. Right, moving on to Green Party. Let's do it.
Let's Green Party.
It's their time to... Or should we leave them till last?
Well, even though it's in their name... You know, the Green Party, their box is still quite small.
It is. Let's do reform. That'll
Let's
be an easy
reform,
one to do.
The smallest of the boxes.
Yeah, right. Reform. Scrap net zero.
Yeah, so they're saying net zero is bankrupting our country.
Okay, we're spending too much money on green.
Yeah, so get rid of it. Get rid of all of it.
Fair enough. Scrap the annual $10 billion of renewable energy subsidies. Again, people need those to make their homes energy efficient. So, I don't agree with that.
This is subsidies given to energy companies to build... green energy.
I mean, again, we should be investing in that.
So it's
about... the businesses won't do it
stop
otherwise.
Stop investing in building green infrastructure is essentially what that is.
This is a very anti-climate.
But their whole ethos
oh,
is...
hang on, wait, no. So the next point, I've just read it. Fast track new North Sea oil and gas licenses, grant Shell gas licenses on test sites. Right, okay.
I've read it for two years.
Sorry, I didn't see the next page. For 2 years. Yeah, very much don't agree with that at all. Fracking is very dangerous. It was done close to our previous home. And, yeah, very not good.
Very
Shouldn't
bad.
Be done.
Nope.
Of course, you know, there's pros and cons to everything. But we shouldn't be going in that direction. Why is he trying to take us backwards? If he wants to be the solution,
but,
I mean, I guess so, the people that he's appealing to.
So this is, so in their eyes, this is more of a temporary thing.
Yeah.
So we'll temporarily keep going with fossil fuels.
Yeah.
We'll get rid of the net zero stuff. We'll temporarily keep going with fossil fuels. And then we will fast track modular reactors.
Okay.
So these are obviously much smaller and much easier to build. At the moment, we have no modular reactors. As far as I'm aware, we don't have
any. I don't believe so.
We don't have any modular ones in the UK. But they want to have these small modular reactors spread out across the country.
Fair.
And that's what they think is the way forward. And that is their plan. Just do that.
Just do that.
Just do that.
That's all you need to do. That fixes everything.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. That fixes everything. They also want to increase and incentivize UK lithium mining. I didn't know there was lithium...
Yeah, I believe it's
in the UK.
Scotland, we've got some lithium being mined, and I believe there's some in Wales.
Okay, let's have a look. Are there any lithium mines in the UK? This is going to be a live Google on Talking Pollocks right now. Let's have a look. Internet is not great in the north of the UK. After several years of prospecting, British Lithium was the first company to discover a sizable lithium deposit in the UK on Emeris mining land. It was also the first to develop a novel, environmentally friendly process for extracting lithium and the first to produce battery-grade lithium from Cornish granite. That was boring, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I was expecting a more like, there are three mines in the UK. Fair enough. I didn't realise that we could do that in the UK, but if he wants to do it, I mean, it just goes back to the earlier point. It's a double-edged sword. We do need lithium. We need to get it out of the ground. Maybe not use it for electric cars, though.
Yeah.
Maybe use it for something else?
Maybe use it for something else, definitely. Like storing power that is made from renewable sources that have large-scale batteries powering the nation.
Yeah. I mean, we do need to look into that storage, I said. So that I hate to agree with the man, but...
We do need to increase lithium mining. It'll make us more competitive on the world stage as well, won't it, in terms of world trade and stuff. You know, lithium is an important resource around the world.
Yeah.
So the more we can get out in the UK,
the better.
The more we can export and boost our own economy.
And the less we have to import.
Exactly. You know, we'll be able to get out the ground more than we need.
I have to say, though, Nige, thoroughly underwhelmed. They're not good points. And the planet... Look, I'm not one of these just stop oil nuts, for example.
No, definitely.
But
not.
I do think that we are having a lasting impact on the planet, and we do need to change
the one thing,
direction pretty swiftly.
The one thing that one of the few, very few points that all of our political parties can agree on, except Reform, is that there is a climate change emergency.
Yes, Boris Johnson declared this emergency, didn't he?
Yeah, so
after pressure from protesters,
they all realise that as a country, we need to change direction.
Yeah,
and try and combat that.
Okay.
But Reform seems to be going in the opposite direction and think, fuck it, who cares?
Fuck it. Let's just do this instead.
Stop the immigrants. Right. That'll help the climate.
Let's go to the yellow corner.
Okay.
We're getting through these, Sean.
We are getting
through them. We're getting through these.
So,
this is good. Hopefully it's not too much of a fast run through. But we've got a lot to get through today, okay?
Yeah, a lot to do to deceive. This evening. So in the Lib Dem corner... good old Ed Davey thinks that a 10-year emergency home upgrade program is the way to go. And that starts with free home insulation.
I mean, it's the first mention of investing in homes, existing homes.
Yeah, it's also to give heat pumps to all those on low incomes.
See, the problem is they're not very good.
No.
Right?
They're not overly efficient.
They need to be installed correctly. I was talking to someone about this today, actually. They need to be installed correctly. They need to go deep enough. And the problem, if they're not installed correctly, and we all know that when you have something done through the council on a government grant, it's installed shit. It just is. You're not gonna, it's not gonna work properly.
No, completely agree.
It's not gonna work properly, and I have the feeling that that is gonna cause more harm than good. We need to switch to electric heating and make electric cheaper.
And focus on green electricity.
Electric is the way to go. We need to come away from gas, but what we need to do is we need to develop a fucking electric hob that works like a gas hob.
Yeah,
where you can actually adjust the temperature.
That's not shite.
Right. I will, and will always continue to have a gas hob until they fix that problem.
Until they...
Just
yeah,
saying. That I is the one thing agree. That I'm not changing.
Because there's nothing worse than burnt beans.
Exactly.
But yeah, so... and then they want to ensure all of that. So if you go back a couple of episodes, we talked about their home building ambitions. They want 380,000 new homes per year.
Huge.
Well, that's then being carried across into climate change, and they want all of those homes to be zero carbon.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Is it completely possible?
No, it's expensive, but yes.
It's possible on government budgets.
No.
No. Different.
Yes,
story.
But remember, they've got loads of money coming in, haven't they?
Oh, yeah, they found They found Theresa May's magic money tree.
They did, yeah. They also want to drive rooftop solar, which is, they're just going to expand like the household incentives, which is like the grant money and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Again, costing more money. Introducing a guaranteed fair price for energy but sold back to the grid. Now, that is something that needs to be addressed because, unfortunately, the amount that you actually get back, while it is a good substantial amount, it's not really enough. Really, you should get the same rate you pay for it, in my opinion.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's... we don't get enough. You know, the company that I work for, we've got solar panels on our roof and we've got a live monitor.
Yeah.
And you can see how much we're making.
Obviously offset against your usage,
roughly.
But you I think you should get the same amount
oh,
that
yeah,
they
definitely.
Charge you. Or, you know, that amount off your
but
bill.
I agree. It's not a fair system at the moment, especially for the cost of
exactly, because they say, oh, it'll pay back in 10 years. Well actually if it was fair,
it would pay back a lot quicker.
It would pay back a lot quicker, and it's better for the environment. It shouldn't be about making money. It always is. It's always going to be. It's a capitalist society. We know this.
Exactly.
But yeah, that rooftop solar, while good, and the you know, the technology is developing well. What we do need to look at is heating. We need to look at a better way of heating.
Yeah, but and then the next one, I feel like it's not unreachable. So they want 90% energy from renewable sources by 2030.
Yep, agreed. I like
and,
that.
You know, I like that because they're not going, we're going to go 100%.
Yeah.
Because that, you'd look at that and go, that's probably unreachable. 90%, while it's still quite high, I feel like potentially, you know, we're not that far off of it now. We're getting closer.
I would say
and closer.
That we're on our way.
There have been days where we've provided 100% from
my concern
sources.
Is when Donald Trump gets in America, because we all know it's going to happen unless, you know, the Democrats have got some wonder
well,
man.
Well, talks about them replacing...
Well, one of the major ones has already talked, but this is Talking Pollocks UK. We don't do a US version. Sorry.
No, we're not. I don't think we're going to venture into that.
No, I don't have the intelligence mess. Level to follow that system. Jesus, colleges, universities.
Colleges. So, electoral colleges.
Electoral
yeah.
colleges.
We're not going to do that.
Yeah, I think that is not an unachievable goal.
No.
Establishing national and local citizens' assemblies for decisions on tackling climate change. Now, I think this is how the NHS should be run, a citizens' assembly, but that's just my opinion.
And that's a different topic.
However, good idea.
I like the idea, but how... You know, you need to make sure you've got the right people in there. You know, you can't just have Tom, Dick and Harry, who don't have a flipping clue what they're talking about, have no facts or figures behind their conversation, but still go in and put a load of points forward.
A bit like us.
Well, we have facts and figures and we know stuff.
Sometimes. Sometimes we say we're going to get stuff and we forget.
Yeah,
we're
but that's people. Different. That's different.
And then lastly from the Lib Dems, returning international development spending to 0.7%. Sean, this is a point for you because I have no idea what the fuck that means.
So at the moment, so I can't remember, I don't know if you know, but Boris Johnson cut our international So there was a few. We've got a few international budgets. We've got international development, international aid.
Is this the sorry, this is going to be a really off, really niche reference. But when we were playing the Millennium Dawn mod on Hearts of Iron 4, is this the international investments thing where you can build like a factory or a road or something in someone else's country?
Yeah.
Is it that?
So you see,
I do understand what the fuck it means.
When you go to countries that potentially aren't European Union but are supported by, so we, Bosnia Herzegovina and Croatia at the time, which wasn't when we went,
is now
but wasn't, we saw signs everywhere that said investment by the European Union.
Yes
that is international investment.
Okay,
or international development budget.
So they want to spend more,
they want to put that up. So it was cut to 0.3%, I believe.
Okay, yes. I remember this from the I remember Rishi saying this.
Put it up to 0.7% again, which is what it used to be at and has historically been at. But
makes sense.
As a country, we needed them to spend the money elsewhere.
Yeah.
So I understand the reasons for cutting it. If we've got the money there, by all means, put it up. But if we don't,
I mean, we need to be careful with our investment, because, you know, are we going to get anything back, or is it just we just spending money for the sake?
Exactly. And we also need to focus on issues that are currently affecting our country, such as the NHS and social care, which I know the Lib Dems are focusing on quite a lot.
And if you're wondering about that, we've already done an episode on health and social care. Go listen now.
Yeah, exactly.
Go do it. Just like, we'll finish this one first and then go and listen to that one.
Yeah, because up next is the Tories.
It is, yes. Now, I can't help but notice, but these have a bigger box than anyone else on these notes, Sean.
So this is because, going through the manifestos was really quite difficult, because they're all laid out differently. Some have headline points and then bullet points underneath, or some have bullet points listing their policies with a lot more detail underneath. Some have just massive sprawls of text.
Okay.
So it's sometimes, some of these probably actually could be squished together, but because of the way they've written their manifesto, it was really hard to do that. But yeah, so that's why they seem to have a big box, but that's just how they've written their manifesto.
All right, okay.
I think that's partly on purpose to look like they're giving more.
Potentially, yeah. And I can't help but notice that they've mentioned particular places here. So, okay, so let's take a bite of the cake. Introducing annual licensing rounds for oil and gas production in the North Sea.
So, yeah, so this is something that they're doing anyway. Labour haven't ruled it out. They've said they would review it.
Lib Dems?
The Lib Dems have ruled it out.
They've ruled it out, yeah.
But Labour have said we would review new licences on a case-by-case basis.
Fair enough. Build new gas power stations to act as a backup to renewables. Only as a backup, or are we just going to end up using them?
So the idea of these would be that we have them in case of emergencies to prevent blackouts and brownouts and stuff like that.
Cool. Fair enough. Always good to have a backup until we've got the technology to store energy.
You know, we do know that renewables aren't reliable, per se.
Tripling offshore wind capacity. Hang on a second. I've seen that before.
Well, Labour said they were going to quadruple it.
Oh, they were going to triple solar, that's right.
Solar, but yeah, so Tories very much heavily focusing on offshore. They've maintained the ban on onshore.
Yes, they have.
But yeah, really pumping up the offshore wind capacity.
Yeah, they also want to do carbon capture as well.
Yeah, but they've already got, they've earmarked sites already.
Ooh.
So that's the one difference between them and the Lib Dems. The Lib Dems have said it's an ambition to build these sites. The Tories have gone one step further and said we have these plans in North Wales, Northwest England, and the Teesside and Humber. So they've actually gone and pointed where they're going to.
They've actually put a little bit of thought into this for a change.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah,
which is quite shocking.
Okay, fair enough. Well thought out. Investing 1.1 billion in green industries. Green industries.
Yeah.
Quote marks.
What is a green industry? It's quite a broad thing. It's quite a lot of money.
Two new fleets of small modular reactors.
Yeah, so again, this is going.
Is that included in the 1.1 billion in green industries?
No,
I wonder.
No. So this is separate.
Okay.
And reform, obviously, focusing on modular stations.
Yep.
Modular energy.
Yes. So, they were talking about this, weren't they?
Yeah, so I do feel like they're probably a good idea because they're much quicker to build and much easier to build.
Again, we should be looking at fusion.
Yes, but while the technology is there, while we're developing that, if we can get a nuclear power station up in 2 years rather than 20 years...
I mean, it shouldn't have taken 20 years to build a nuclear power station. It shouldn't have just... It just shouldn't have taken that long.
I know it shouldn't.
And the contractor, whoever the contractor is, if you're listening to this, Mr. Contractor, who built those power stations and have taken you 20 years, what the fuck have you been doing?
But, you know, if we can now get them built in 2 years, there's definitely a way to go.
If he's been working there for 20 years and he's had a sandwich every day, I wonder how many sandwiches he's eaten.
A lot.
Right, if you know the answer... Write to us at talkingpollocks@griffinshawn.com because I can't be bothered to maths.
Yes.
Where were we?
So they want to halve the approval time for new nuclear reactors.
Yeah, it needs to
like
be done.
Like full-size reactors, not just modular ones, obviously.
Yeah. A new gigawatt power plant in North Wales. Is this the one on Anglesey?
So it's...
That they were talking about.
Forgive my pronunciation. Wilfa? W-Y-L-F-A in North Wales.
Okay.
It's a gigawatt power station. It does what it says on the tin.
It will produce 1 gigawatt of energy.
Yeah. Okay. Obviously, it's then to work alongside Hinkley Point and Sizewell.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, that's a good idea. And the site's already been earmarked.
Yeah, again. Something
that the other parties haven't done. But again, not something the other parties wouldn't necessarily have access to.
No, because they're not in government, whereas the Tories do have that benefit.
They want to rule out a frequent flyer levy, which is an interesting call from the Tories.
So, I don't think it's out of character for them. I feel like that's very much in their ballpark.
Wasn't Boris Johnson quite vocal on this?
So he mentioned it. There was talk about it, but it was never... There was never one introduced.
I think it needs to be a thing because if you're taking a flight from Manchester to London every day,
well, I think
your carbon footprint is going to be fucking huge.
I think they've said 80% of the flight, 80% of flights that take off from the UK are taken by 10% of the population.
That's ridiculous. That is stupid, and there should be a tax on that. How about we get rid of the fucking VAT and put a tax on that?
Well, they can't get rid of...
Or reduce VAT by 10% and tax them by 20%, because that's stupid. 80%?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. I swear, and it'll be people flying from, like, fucking Manchester Airport to Leeds Bradford.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It'll be people who'd make stupid flights.
Prime Minister's in their helicopters.
Oh, it wasn't helicopter flying, it's plane flying.
Oh, okay, so they've ruled that out. Yeah. Fucking...
Can't use that word on Spotify.
Can we not?
No.
Are we going to need a beep there?
We're going to need a beep there.
All right.
Okay.
Maintaining the energy price cap is a good idea from the Tories.
Yeah, so obviously keeping it in place, obviously not maintaining it at the same level, but it will vary depending on
like it currently is, right?
Yeah, so keeping that in place, you know, I agree with you. It's a good idea. The price cap does help people.
Yeah, and it helped us. Yeah. I must admit, hands up, it did help us because our energy went through the roof. We live in quite an old house. It's not very good at keeping the heat in or anything like that. So,
yeah. It really did benefit us. So, yeah, that's it. It's a good thing to keep.
And then the last point is review and reform standing charges. Now, this is an interesting point because they haven't been looked at for...
Many years.
As far as I can remember.
No,
I guess the companies just have sort of... Don't they have free rein on what they charge, or is there a set rate?
There is a legal guidance, I believe.
Oh, I love that. Legal, but it's only guidance.
I think there's like boundaries, like right. There's an upper limit. There's no lower limit, of course. There's an upper limit of what you can charge for a standing charge. Obviously, most of them charge the upper end.
Of course,
why
they
can't?
Do.
Why won't we?
It's like every year your council tax goes up by the maximum recommended amount, which is normally 5%.
Yeah.
So people in Birmingham who are now paying, what is it, 10% more?
21%.
21% more. In 4 years, you would have been paying that amount anyway.
Yeah, but they're going to be paying another 15% in 4 years.
Oh, yeah. Well done, Birmingham. I mean, where did they spend it? That's a whole nother
story. question. I've got to say, the answer.
I'm going to be honest, Tories, 10 out of 10 for me. There's a load of good stuff there, apart from the frequent flyer levy, so maybe 9 out of 10.
I think the standing charge for me is the big one from them. I don't... The rest of their policies seem a bit wishy-washy.
Yeah, I think we still need oil and gas. While we can't turn it off completely, we do still need it. The licensing rounds is a good idea to try and reduce that. Carbon capture facilities, that they've actually put some thought into that.
Yeah.
They've obviously beefed it out for the manifesto, but it looks like they have put a bit of thought into it. And for me, so far, they're the top dogs.
Oh, well, should we try and top them with the party that take their name after the movement to get this better?
Editor, can we have a drum roll, please? It's time for the Green Party. It's your time to shine.
It is.
Now, I said in a previous episode of Talking Pollocks, it was Caroline Lucas that was the leader of the Green Party. And I was really completely and about 5 years out of date, I think. So, to correct myself, the two leaders of the Green Party, I'm going to have to fucking Google it because I've forgotten their names already.
Isn't it Cara something?
Carla Denyer and Adrian Ramsey. Yeah. So Carla Denyer is the party leader in Wales, in England.
Well, no, they're co-party leaders.
They're co-party leaders, but I believe she's England in... she's leader in Wales and he's leader in England. Or the other way around. I think he's the leader in Wales and she's the leader in England.
I thought they were just... They just ran the whole party together.
Well, that's what it said on Sky News the other day.
Oh, right.
If you go on their website as well, just before we get started, he looks really angry... Does Adrian Ramsey? He looks very serious. Unfortunately, we can't show you what he looks like, but please go to the Green Party website, greenparty.org.uk, and have a quick look at the opening picture there. And he looks like he's about to drop either the best hip hop album you've ever heard, or he's about to get locked up for 15 years for doing something he really shouldn't have done.
It does look like he stood outside of a courtroom.
Yeah, Carla Denyer looks a little bit like his lawyer, thinking, it looks like...
I've done it!
No, I don't know if he's guilty or not, but I'm pretty sure he did it. All right, Greens, it's your time to shine.
Yes.
Sean, what have the... I'm trying to think of a funny thing for duo, but nothing's coming to mind.
No, okay. The duo...
Those two.
That'll do. Saying that wind will power 70% by 2030. Straight in there. Bam.
Well, that's
not
okay.
Renewable power, wind.
I mean, if you stick my dad in front of a wind turbine, yeah, that'd probably work.
It might do, yeah. but, yeah, so wind is a big focus.
Okay. Where are we storing all of this energy that we... No, that's not the question I asked, Sean.
But that's the answer that they're giving.
No, what I asked was, where are we going to store all this energy that we produce?
Wind.
Right. What, in the wind? So the wind is just going to be like little sparks from now on. Static is going to become a huge problem.
We might cover that later. I don't think we do,
actually. You won't be able to put a jumper on without your hair going really spiky.
Yeah, We might cover that by in the Green Party later, but I don't think we do, so
right.
I can't answer that.
Wind, then.
Wind, 70%.
No new oil or gas licences, that's a given.
No, because we've got wind.
We've got wind. Communities to own their own energy sources.
All that wind.
What?
So the communities are going to own the wind.
Well, what is stopping, what if, say... Oh, I'm trying to think of a small... Name a small county, Sean. Wiltshire, right? Let's just say, for example, there was a nuclear reactor built just outside of Swindon, okay? And a lot of wind turbines as well.
Yes.
What is stopping Wiltshire from turning around to the rest of the nation and saying, fuck you, Wiltshire's energy is for Wiltshire? If they're going to own it...
Well, yeah.
It should be leased or...
Good luck to Wiltshire County Council to taking back their energy.
But... I mean, they can't create a fucking road network to save their lives. We know that for a fact.
It's all right down there.
Is it?
Just because you don't like the magic roundabout.
It is cancer.
Wow, that's a bit extreme.
It's the worst piece of road development I have ever witnessed. And I've played enough City Skylines to know that whoever created it clearly didn't have a driving licence.
No, he didn't. That's a fact.
It's actually a fact that he didn't have a driving license. So, if you're listening, the man who created the magic roundabout, you... are a very horrible person. Yes. Moving on.
Moving on. So, yes.
Investing in green skills and training, reaching $4 billion.
Yes, £4 billion on training green.
So that's only half the cost of Great British Energy.
No.
Right?
Just on training.
Just on training. So I'd say Labour have got quite a good deal.
I'd say Labour haven't got a good deal. If they're spending half their budget on training,
if the Green Party is spending £4 billion on skills and training, and Labour can get a whole energy business off the ground with eight, I'd say they've got a good deal. No?
No, well, if they can do it for that, giving Green
Let's see
the green
how that holds
figures,
up.
I don't see it happening.
Fair enough that they want to invest in green skills and training, but that's too broad of a statement. We need juice. We need meat.
We need some juice to
it. We need some meat on the bone.
We need some meat on
the
bone, yes.
Now, introduce a regional industrial strategy. Hang on. Wait a minute. I've heard this before. From Angela Rayner.
Angela Rayner loves a good strategy.
Angela Rayner loves a good industrial strategy, and she spoke about it a lot on the TV debates. Now, the Green Party wants something similar. Sean?
Yeah, they do. Again, no meat on this one. Sorry about that.
Really? Nothing? That's it?
No meat. They're going to come up with an industrial strategy. That's it.
As a staunch royal, Sean, I have the feeling the next point is going to grind your gears a little bit. Bring the Crown Estate into public ownership.
It winds me up a little bit, because the Crown Estate obviously belongs to the Crown.
Correct.
And I love The Crown.
You do love The Crown.
Great TV show.
Not to be confused with the actual Crown, which is currently on Charles's head.
Probably not.
No, it won't be. It'll be sat
in the Tower cabinet. Of London.
Yeah, it'll be sat in a glass cabinet somewhere being watched by a battery-powered crow.
But yeah, I do understand their want to do it, but I don't agree with it.
No?
They want to do it because, you know, the money that it makes can be invested back into green, but the money it makes is already invested back into this country anyway. It's already invested back into our economy and that. The king doesn't get the money from the Crown Estate. It's not how it happens. The king has his own income from private incomes.
Fun fact, Rishi Sunak is richer than the king.
Yeah,
personal wealth.
He is personal wealth. But obviously, if you take into account all of the king's wealth, the king is far wealthier. Because, you know, he is the King of England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland.
Commonwealth.
And the Commonwealth.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I said the King of England and I was like, oh shit, I need to list the rest of them.
It's like listing all the constituencies, isn't it?
And here are your candidates.
Yeah, here are your candidates. They want to regulate biofuels as well and cease the development of nuclear power. Are they going to invest in fusion, is my question.
No, it's wind.
Wind, more wind,
just
baby.
Wind.
Just wind.
So, do you know what I find really funny? So, at the beginning, they said wind is going to power 70% of our power needs by 2030.
Where's the missing 30%?
Where the fuck is the 30% coming from? Because they're not doing any new goyle and ass.
Is that goyle and ass? Wow. Oil. Sean wants goyle and ass, ladies and gentlemen. That's brilliant. I'm not cutting that. That's staying in.
Oil and gas.
Brilliant. There it is. That's fantastic. I can't get over that. I've completely lost my train of thought now. Goyle and ass.
Goyle
I want
and
some
ass.
Goyle and ass.
That's the best part of climate change and energy.
But yeah, where's the missing 30% greens?
Exactly.
Where's that coming from? Is it coming from coal?
They'll probably say like solar and...
Is it coming from coal?
Wind.
Or gas?
No, not gas.
70, so wind to provide 70% of power needs by 2030, but maybe... they'll just not power Wales.
That equates to about 30%,
that's
right?
That's roughly 30%, I would say.
Why not? That seems like a fair deal. No.
That's not fair on Wales.
Poor Wales.
Sheeps need light.
Shame on you, Green Party.
Yeah, shame on you, Green Party. You don't. I mean, we've really put words in their mouth there.
Yeah. Quick public service announcement. The Green Party is not planning to black out Wales.
Yeah, the Green Party is not planning to turn the lights off in Wales. But they do want to cease the development of nuclear power, which I kind of get. Invest in fusion. Hashtag fusion.
But that's not what they want to do.
What do they want to do with it?
Invest in wind.
Wind is pointless. I mean, we've got a lot of it.
Yes, but it doesn't power a nation.
It'll power 70% of the nation. Okay. Right.
I feel like that is a bit... blame from the Green Party, considering that is their whole ethos. Considering they are
the Green Party, yeah, you'd like to think
it's a bit lackluster.
They would have had more to give. I guess actually they've gone a little bit more this time on the whole issues that are actually facing us, rather than just harping on about the Green, which is something that they have done in previous elections, and everyone's just gone, we're not voting for that because you're not doing anything else.
Exactly, exactly. Although in this election, they do seem to be spending far more money than they have.
Have what, in previous elections?
No, in terms of their manifesto.
Oh, I see, their pledges, right.
Spending substantial amounts of money.
Okay. Well, I think it's been a pretty lackluster.
It is. It's
a few pledges from everyone. But I think the Tories have come out on top for me this time round.
And, you know, I feel everyone realises that, you know, there are more pressing issues than the climate change. Like, well, yes, there is an issue, and it does need to be something worked towards.
Yeah.
But, you know, we do have more important things to be dealing with right now.
We do, yeah. And sometimes we have to deal with those issues first.
Exactly. And sometimes we have to make the choice to work past 6 p.m. And get these things done.
Sean taking the piss out of Keir Starmer there. So it's only fair that we take the piss out of Rishi Sunak now.
Fine. He's a soggy mess.
He's a soggy mess. You're going with soggy mess? I was going to call him short.
He is short.
He is very short. They're both short.
They are both short.
I noticed how short Keir Starmer was when I saw him at the Pancras.
Do you reckon that's on purpose? Because the doorways in Downing Street, like inside, are really low.
Yeah, you can't exactly change the doorway to Downing Street, can you?
No. Well, the House of Commons, you know, you're constantly banging your head.
Right then. One more manifesto destiny to come. Police and crime. Coming up next.
Justice!
For you, it's going to be a few minutes. For us, it's literally going to be 30 seconds because we're jumping straight in. We love you. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.